והנה, השמיים האורץ הם דמיון זוכר הנקבה, דחר ונוקבה. שעל כן המוטה נקמר לוויה. רוויה. We spoke this outside, didn't we? The motto is called רוויה. כזוכר הרויבס הנקבה. על ידי זה, האורץ מולידו מצמיחו. צריכים אנו להובן ענייניך. סתם אמרת כנקודה, that you see, which Gemara discusses the Revia, the first three Revia, is Maseches Tanis. Shari Tanis is going to be Mazbe, the whole Indian of the Dachar Zach Nekeva is Vahilido Mitzmicha. In other words, the Lido Mitzmicha means the fruits that we have to look at that, the fruits and the food that we have. So we have to look at that as children of the Zivug of Shemayim Ba'aretz. So Pshat is, when there's no rain, so Rabbi Shalom is saying he doesn't want the chibur zochan akeva. He doesn't want the chibur that b'chin of zochan akeva. That's tannis that we're not allowed to eat. All the musug of a tannis that we're not allowed to eat is the whole eating comes from the yichud, the zivug of zochan akeva. There's no zivug of zochan akeva. So also la adam and shi'enim and men oilem azeh b'loi bracha. Rabbi Shalom, there's no ruchnis. And there's no rain, so things are growing without ruchnis. Things are growing without shemayim. Things are growing without shemayim. It's also la adam tannis b'loi bracha. That's Maseches Tanis. The tikkun of Tanis is there should be a revia, there should be a dechar v'nukva, chibur zochan akeva, from Shemayim Ha'aretz. And only then we're allowed to, that's the tikkun to the Tanis. Broch ha'ksev, siyuchon elohoven, eini nechad, oini shksev atzat Shemayim elohimot ha'aretz ha'sevan. Broch ha'ksev shmeichem itam, nasa atzat yivur, amadol bocha dafka bo'oini shashchazim. Hach ha'inyin shemzeh tluin kol ha'brochas vo'in shen kashi yizbay. Why? Kamer chazal godel yem ha'kshomim t'chis ha'mesim. זה מה אני גזח. אז יהיה מקשום ותחיס המסם. הוא עניינו. כי יש נשומת שאין יכולים לס אלס. זה מה אני גזח. זה הול אבוי דסחידה. זה חשיב זה אבוי דסחידה. זה אין נשומת שאין יכולים לס אלס. What does that mean? Stay with the goof. סטליק האדם נשע נשמוסי בדיימים באופה הארץ כברי. In other words, it's a bechino of the neshama, a bechino of the neshama dying. Where the goof dies, the neshama is the nishmas chayim. Now, if a yid was the margish of the neshama against the leben, so only he was one shtick goof. So pshat is, the neshama also, there's a bechino, we'll see, it's not a mamish a bechino, but it's a bechino of the neshama also dies. In other words, the neshama follows the same dinim as the goof. The neshama is a chalais goof. So just like the goof dies until tchis amesim, the neshama also dies until tchis amesim. Now the tchis amesim and the goof, and the tchis amesim and the neshama is a different tchis amesim. It happens at a different time. That's what he's going to explain. That the neshamim, you're going to see how the neshamim is a whole method. Vatvi mechayi the neshama again. But the etzim and neshama of Rasha is down there. Is down there with the goof. It's aleph. It's pel de gezach. Right? People think that what happens, the goof goes down and the neshama goes up. That's kol zman. There's no. That's called man, the Yidit Vishlam, and those are the goof, and those are the neshama. So in other words, he didn't mix them in. They mixed them in, and so forget. So you know what that is. Because they weren't mixed, the chlal, so then the histalkas, and histalkas are like kisisa. That's the whole meaning of kisisa. Kisisa is a mess. Because if the neshama and the goof are too mixed, and it comes to separate, it's a koishi. The tzaddik's neshama sails out, because it never had those. However, Rosh Hagomo, he schlepped his neshama down into Shalosh Klippos HaTzmeyeh. So the neshama has a bechina of Misa. The neshama dies. Now I'm Musik. The goof dies and the neshama dies. So how's the neshama revived? Harry, the neshama doesn't wait till Tchesa, until the Yom HaGadena God will tell us. What happens? So Kshiyerid HaMoto, it starts raining. V'oritz Taitzi Tzimcha. Misa'al HaNeshama, Midoimim Letzameach. Bal Dikazach. Neshama starts its aliyah. Neshama was doimim with the goof in the offer. And then, with the Tzmicha, so then the neshamas misalat to a tzemeach. So that's how you have gevulim, the pichinas of neshamas which are in smochim. It's not pshat as a yirida; it's an aliyah from lower than that. It's a yirida from the neshama being a mamish of bechina v'daimer. So the whole meaning of ishtakas. What's the ishtakas of kibbutz tzedikim? If he's there, comes out. How we know the ishtakas of kibbutz tzedikim is the chelik hanefesh of a tzaddik. If a keret is down there, so it's part of the sasri of chas v'chalila. The pshat is that a tzaddik is shomer his goof, that his goof should be a shmir on his neshama. What's the sod of the kain neshama? Kain neshama should not to be shemachav and atzilus. A tohiri is atzilus. At verosa comes through bria. At yitzat comes through yitzir. At nefach to be comes into oil ma'asir. So what's the machshav? Machshav is whoa. Hazazach. It's a mamshet treasure. It's coming from the lefnai b'lefnim of the king's base gnosis.
So what's but it's in the guf. So what are we supposed to be doing? Our whole guf is supposed to be shomer, the neshama inside. It's a door around the base of the mizah. So you know, after meshamer bekirbi. So shad is a tzaddik was a faithful shomer to his neshama. So maybe the neshama is makitoyv, so to speak. Neshama stays. Neshama feels that this is a safe place for me. And he feels, in other words, the neshama of a tzaddik is to a certain bechina, is a bechina where he feels that a takkah, even though the neshama has traveled a long way, if it's vacuum packed, so nothing will happen to him. So the neshama and the tzaddik is vacuum packed. And the Meida, therefore, doesn't feel a yirida. The neshama of a tzaddik doesn't feel that maridik yirida. So Avada, one part of his neshama has always the tshuka Avada to go back to its makor. But there's a chelik of the neshama, the lower chelik of the neshama. Is vacuum packed. It's makitoy paket. It feels protected. It's kenoyftin of Yiddishkeit. The Yidden come to it. It's not a that's the bechina of shlachas of kibur tzaddikim. The neshama is so pure. It was kept so pure down here that it can stay in his guf. Certain bechina of it. But Rasha is punfaket chas v'sham. Rasha is the guf killed the neshama. The guf is a mocking ripper of a salay and it schlepped the neshama with it. Paket. It was so hepech hashmira. That exposed the neshama. It exposed the neshama to a oilam of rima v'seleia. So that's the exposure. So the neshama was infected. The neshama was infected. It goes when it died with a guf together. It's mamish double bipuchas. The very teeth of the head. Couldn't forget why tzaddik's nefesh is here. Why the neshama is here. One's infected. One's vacuum packed. So anyways, so it needs an aliyah. So the cow eats the grass. So misala the madrigal bal chayes. The person's neshama, Rosh's neshama, the big aliyah, and now it's nisgalgal into a cow. Chakach beachol isha Israeli a bal chay mevorcholov. That's the tikkun of a cow and it gets shechted. Mevorcholov, so mekadosh oisoy, misala nishmosoy b'medaber. Then the yid eats it, and then the yid davens. Is a medaber. Chakach kishmispal medaber dvarim lefnei Hashem isbarach. Yetsis on a shoma behevel piv v'dibur lemala v'zeh tikunoi. So the person speaks. He ate a meal and then he speaks. So the neshama which is galgal in a piece of chicken that he ate, and when he speaks shiris to shvachos to the rabbanim, that's the mechashiv. That's the chashivus. That's the oimek hamishna berkei avos. If you eat a meal and you speak divrei Torah, so then it's like in the Beis Hamikdash. What was the Beis Hamikdash? Beis Hamikdash was a makom aliyah with a baal chai, right? And he brought out the kavonis, had an aliyah. What does the mishna avos say? If it's not, it's kila achlu from where? The zivchei meisim. What is zivchei meisim? You killed it again. Meanwhile, it was down in the dumps. It was Allah and Salah. And you ate a meal without the Brit Torah. So you sent it down to the offer. That's a Zivchei Mesa. You sent it down to the Bechinas Mesa. That is the Pasnas Rachmanis when he eats a meal. Forget about the Chumras. Pasnas Rachmanis. Who knows what Neshamas? Who knows what Neshamas is stuck down there? And remember, since Machel is the most common way of it, it's the most direct Aliyah. In other words, there's a Rosh who's not even Zoichel for that Nakuda. Shnei Sfarim, that is. What happens if there's sometimes a Rosh Hashanah is galgal into, you think every Rosh Hashanah has a skia to his galgal into behemah kshera? Sometimes then it's galgal into behemah tmeah. He wants to take on the behemah tmeah. Yid can look at the chodesh yasin. If he does eat it, he makes kind of tikkunim b'deim. The pshat is, if they make a hide from the skin, and then yid and achvayis by shoes that are made from this, and with that he goes to shul, he has to get to his tikkun. Aber halavai, the neshama can be nizgalgal in Dibura. Dibura, sometimes it can be nizgalgal in the shoes that are going to shul, and it's about an aliyah, but it's not an aliyah of Dibura, of the Dvar Hashem, that goes straight up to Shemayim. The person has to be zoicha, a rosh has to be zoicha to have such a straight zach. But that's the ending of never eating a meal without a seif on the table. You have a seif on the table, who knows which neshama is a person is giving a sakim. That's why lechem is milosh milchama. The milchama can have casualties. In other words, you can kill or you can live. I mean, why do you go to milchama? To rescue someone. You bring a chayim. Or there's casualties in the milchama. So that's why there's a neshama over here. Where either you bring it to life or you're killing it. So eis milchama. Eis milchama is a time of life and death. Lechem is milosh milchama. It's a life and death situation. Say it v'atoyra, yimal and neshamas. Chas v'shalom becomes a zivchei meisim. You're killing the neshama, which was dead, and it's just started reviving, and now that killed itself. Where did it go?
as a rabbi, Avraham Avinu, he made the guy make a bracha afterwards.
Yeah.
And then making the bracha is the Magala, you know, the guy.
Doesn't matter, again, it's the same thing. You know, nobody knows where Avraham Avinu knows. Saying we don't know what's in this galgam to what. Anything a person buys, you tell it says, anything you get, anything you acquire has a chalakim of a nefesh in there. Otherwise, it's not alive. I mean, otherwise, it's not there before. It's chalakim of nefesh everywhere. It's chalakim of nefesh everywhere. So, if a person buys a pair of shoes, he has to say, Raglis melichas oisi lebata knesis bata midrashas. He's making tikkunim with that. If he buys a jacket, he's going to wear for davening. A person has to have these machshavas all the time. But achila is always the classical example. Everything else follows. Achila is the classical example because that's the most direct. And that's why it's mamish and eis mochama. Achila is an eis mochama. Nimso, mi gorim zeh. So who caused all this? Hamato. The grass that the cow ate, it looks like the chabgadia. It rained, and the cow, but also her grass, and also her cow ate the grass, but also her shoychid and shechted the cow, and also the yid and bought the flesh. And that's me and Nimtza, me Gorim, say, Hamoto. That's why we finished our Kaddish of Pesach like that. They took out all the Nitzotis in Kedusha, that was the Bezos Mitzrayim. There's a whole similar thing, and the Mitzrayim is full of Mitzrayim, of Kedusha, packed with Mitzrayim, the whole business of Yam. What's Yam? Yam is Iskasya, Amad Iskasya. What's Kriyas Yam Suf? Amad Iskasya opens up to the Amad Isgalya. What revealed? Revealed all that was hidden in Mitzrayim. All the treasures of Mitzrayim were all hidden. That was the Mitzrayim. Yam. So that was the Klal Yisrael. That's why they had to bring an animal. Yamakriv the Bahamas. Yamakriv the Nefesh of Bahamas. Who was Alet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mizbeach. So they were Mala everything. Mala the whole world back to its Tikkuno. It became a different world. So the whole Arichas, not for now, the whole Arichas. How the whole Bria's Oilam started again. Makas Choshech was Oil Choshech Mishtam Shem Barbuvia, like it was in the first day of Bria's Oilam. And Makas Bechor is gracious. It's ungoheim in a new oil and betikuna. Oil and betikuna means it dragged everything out through all the makoyers. That's the chagadia. Till the asa kadosh baruch hu shochad the malach hamoves makas bechoyers loyle the malach loyle the sorok elak kadosh baruch hu bechoyde v'atzmi. That's the rabbi nasa lova mizeh bar by edoim. Yeah. Yeah, it says Mibo me Edom. It says by Edom the same thing will happen. The Bunchline will come clothed in red, and he'll bring everybody out. That's why there's a bechin of God liyem akshom, ki be'emes zeh chiyusoy shel HaKadosh Baruch hayoyred, it says hayoyred ma'olam rak b'voy la'olam agashmi hutzrach v'nikra gshomim. That's why is gshom called gshomim? Because be'emes it's ruchni, now it comes onto here, becomes gashmi. What's right, it's ruchni? It's called Geshem. Emes, it's mine. It's called Geshem because when it comes down to this world, it penetrates into the Gashmas. That's why Taka rain, Chidu the rain gets absorbed in the ground. It's walking there. There's things buried in the ground. And the rain has to penetrate into the ground, and it's walking down there. It's walking down, and then it's Matsmiach, and it's Ma'alad the Neshamas. That's an akudim. Oh. Hine ha'oret mekabeles min ha'shamayim k'nukva. I want to say, that's why Geshem is tchias ha'meisim. It's tchias ha'meisim from the neshama.
not chesed meisim, is it chesed meisim for the neshama? It's chesed meisim for the guf. What's chesed meisim for the neshama? The rain. Godly yemak shomim, it's chesed meisim. It's bringing the neshama back to life. A tzaddik doesn't need chesed meisim with neshama. The neshama never dies. But when neshama's neshama, Rosh's neshama died, and the neshama is a chesed meisim for the Rosh. So the whole tannis is the homosach tannis is his oiras v'tshuva. Let's try this oiras v'tshuva. You think of all these inyonim. It's ma'ira, a person to tshuva. How a person can take a neshama, chelak l'chaim imah, which is tahiri, which is barasa, it's coming from atzil, it's bri, it's siya, and can kill it. That's how mushchistik a zach is. The whole inyan is the ma'ira, the oiras v'tshuva. And there we discussed the whole inyan of revia, whole inyan of even can come to Azam Matzah, the Rosh can go so bad. The Rosh can go so bad that even his neshama needs tchis amizu. Hine ha'oretz mekabelis min ha'shamayim kenukva miduchur. Ha'oretz mekabelis min ha'shamayim like in a cave. Lachem alidu matzmicha. Omno. Hala yedua ki heim shnei hafochim. Ha'shamayim imruchni v'oretz gashmiz betachet. It's a baya. I mean, it's the same baya that the neshama has in the guf. Tzarech b'neim dobe memutza. Hallelujah. Bizarre. Ki yev shlekarav shnei hafochim b'li emtza. Who's the emtza? The tzaddik. Hatzadik hu emtzoi, shnes shmosa hi ruchnis mele yoinim, ve gufoi gesha min atachtoinim. I mean, the same is by everybody. What's up, tzadik is neshama is there, where's the Rosh's neshama come from? Everyone's neshama comes, it depends what you do with your neshama. What's the neshama? Let's see in a second. Vuhem akasha shmaim ha'oretz. Shashmaim yashpiyu la'oretz. That's the nekuda. About that everybody's neshama comes from there and everybody's arts comes there. But who makes a ma'achet? What does it mean to be ma'achet shemaim? There's only one way to be ma'achet. That is, you bring the shemaim down to the arts. You bring the rain. You bring the shemaim down to the arts. That's making ichud between shemaim and arts. There's rain is a marindik achtis between shemaim and arts. So again, we said, well, what was the chibur of shemaim and arts? The Beis HaMikdash. Helix the day of the year. The helix the tefillah of the year. Just outside the Kodesh Kodashim, what's the Tegedavim, the Kohen Gadol? The year should be a Shana Geshuma. It's a Shana Geshuma. I was thinking of farmers over there. What's the Oymik of a Shana Geshuma? That's the Chibur Shemaim Oretz. Just Mechaber and the Chaton. What's Mechaber and the Chaton? The Ketori just brought up the Ketoris over there. Ketoris is Yedua, it's the Bechin of Midas. Ketoris is the Bechin of Midas HaYosef. Which the Sima Ketoris Babecha B'chol Namis B'checha. Who? Let's say by Yosef HaTzadik. Who do you have as born with the Chumash Dvarim? Yosef's called the Tzadik, yeah, because Yosef's Midas HaYisod. The Midas HaYisod is the Ochid, as you said earlier, that's right, it's Yosef Shmaim Oretz. That's the Bechin of Tchias HaMesim. Yosef is the Targah, Yosef is the Bechin of Tchias HaMesim. It's Yedua, the Sefer Bereishis ends by Yisef Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim. Yosef is put in an Aron. And the Mesh Rabbeinu had the Koyach to bring him up again. That was the Bechin of Tchias HaMesim. Aron usually stays there. Yosef Tzadik corresponds to Tchias HaMesim. What's right? He's going to explain a bit. He's not looking at Huda. He was going to check one thing. He went into the Mokam Aravia. By saying it's going to be Kshonu and Kshuma, that was saying the Kali Yisrael should be Tzadikim. Yom HaKippurim is a day where everyone is Amich, it's a Gilui of Amich Kulam Tzadikim. Everyone has a Mechaber, it's Tzuma Shaliya and Mechaber. Everybody becomes a Tzadik. Everybody becomes a Tzadik because the Kohen Gadol says there should be a Shonu and Kshuma. That's why Yosef Tzadik was called Yosef. Yosef means Hashem Yosef. Yosef means to carry on and on. What's that on and on? On and on till Tchis HaMesim. In other words, what's Tchis HaMesim? Koich Tchis HaMesim, what's the Pshat? It's a very deep in the Kudah. The Kudah of Midas HaYasod, right, is the Kudah of Mitzvah Puruvu. Mitzvah Puruvu is continuity. What's that? That's Tchis HaMesim. What's the continuity? Doi Hoylech Doi Bo. Person who leaves behind children, Pshat, he died, he comes back to life. has an anicle that's called after his name, whatever. And he's going through a whole sequence of Chesa Mason. Ad Chesa Mason. Continuity. That's an akuda. That the emistik in akuda, in other words, the emistik in akuda of Revia is a beginning of Chesa Mason, like he's saying over here. Chesa Mason means that it's Oymed Lenetzach. Chesa Mason is Vetzim's Oymed Lenetzach. Same thing as with the Zerah from a tree. Why is a taker? You plant one seed, grows a tree. From there you take one seed and grows another. It's never ending. Besides the tree, where do you have a musik? Where each tree is continuing is the next tree. That's a matzah of Chesa Mesa. That's a revia. That's what we're discussing over here. The revia, that's Chesa Mesa. That's Midas Ayasad. Midas Ayasad is the middle of Purvu, next door, Dor, going straight. It's the beginning of the mitzvahs. So pshat is, since he said over here that in a geshem, in a revia, is godl yom akshomim tchis amesim, and yom akshomim is a revia, the chibur, the bio of the dechar and the nukva. So every single, even in Adam Nishti, every single beginner of yisoid, of kedushas of yisoid, is a kedushas that has to be continued. So the pegam chas v'sholem, the person's poigam abris chas v'sholem, so that's pshat what he's doing, he's throwing it away. Throwing it away, that's opposite chesamis, that's destroyed. It's opposite chesamis. The meal is Yom HaShemini. Why is it Yom HaShemini? Because Yom HaShemini is, what's Yom HaShemini? Chesamis. Well, Mahabot, chesamis. Shat is giving the boy the child, you're giving the baby the koyach. This mokin, she mokin, she direct him all the way to the Yom HaShemini. Naratzech HaShemini's. That's why meal is a mitzvah, Klal Yisrael, the word Yemoisa Nefesh. What's that Klal Yisrael, Yemoisa Nefesh of a meal? Yemoisa Nefesh of a meal means Chinas Chesamis. The mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, that's what says that Gwarnda says that every mitzvah that Klal Yisrael kept in Mesiras Nefesh had a hemshech. And kol mitzvah, they were Moisa Nafshim Aleah, Adain, still keeping that mitzvah today. And it says, Mila. What's the pshat? The pshat is Tchis HaMesim, because the Mesiras Nefesh, it's a dark of Tchis HaMesim. Pshat is giving the skull to a hecherechias. It's a dark of Tchis HaMesim. As soon as Mechas HaMesim, Avada Adayin Kayomim Hayoyim. Avada, that's the Hemshech. So that's the chilek between the Shem Abris and the Poygim Abris. And he's the Tzadik. And that's the middle of the Yisad. Yeah, it's a Maradik in the Kudu. That's the chilek between Shem Abris and Poygim Abris. Shem Abris, they should give him a person Koyach from Tchis HaMesim. Tchis HaMesim causes Revia in Shemayim Ha'aretz. That's kind of like Shem. Gamma bris is like Tzichah. Gamma bris is like Tzichah. Gamma bris is like Tzichah. Tzichah means it's destroyed. It's not going, it's not continuous. It's just partial. And Tzaitzis, the Zurin, the Kan, the Kan. It's not working. The same Nakuda is by the Heilige Torah. He's going to speak about Torah later. Same Bechim is about Torah. Torah is called the Eitzah Chayim. Odom is called the Eitzah Sada. Everything works like an eight. Everything works like a tree. Torah is also the Bechim of Torah is the Sama Chayim. The same thing as the Zerah. You from one little Zerah can have everything. From one little pasuk in the Torah, you can have a million trees. You can have a million chidushim and a million things. It's never ending. It's the same thing. Hashem Habris. It's never ending. Torah. That's all three things are compared to a tree. Because that's in the Bria, that's the Revia. That's the Revia. Torah is the beginning of us marrying the Torah. In the Suin, it's also a Puravu. It's also a Bechinus Revia. In the Midas Ayisod, it's also a Bechinus Revia. And the tree is a Bechinus Revia. It's all the same tree. One thing, you can get to continue. And that's God, Liam Akshomim, Ketchis HaMesim. And Hashem HaBris is Ketchis HaMesim. The Torah is the Bechinus of Ketchis HaMesim. Al-Khamavis can't kill Adav the Melech if he's learning Torah, if he's mafsik in Torah. Al-Shambat-Chiz amazing. You can't kill somebody who's Al-Shambat-Chiz amazing. At that point, Al-Khamavis is the Shechitus in Al-Khamavis. No Al-Khamavis in him. So these are all three Bechins. It's a whole new Deher. In the Midas Ayisot. So that's the Nekuda of Chibba Shemayim Ha'aretz. He brings the Geshem. He brings the Geshem down to Shemayim Ha'aretz. That's the Mid of Tzadik. Adam Rishon, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas Toiv Ra was moiled Taiva. right? The Ibn Ezra says, Mayer the Taiva for our rose. And that's what Tadik in Mitzrayim had to be metakin. Now there's the emesis of the Eitzachayim. Eitzachayim is a chesamase of the Ketri. That is the Achal B'chai Loi. Eitzadas Tevera causes Faket, causes Kilku. And the Kabbalah, the Kufla Machon of Adam Rishon, right, there was the Tzitzis that went astray as a result of Eitzadas Tevera. And that Taka causes Misak. You might see almost like there's the Hepech of Chesamase. Emes David Chesam Mason is the Emes David Tachan. Yosef, when he had the Messiah with Eshet Patifa, the Medrash says, he also told Eshet Patifa, all the Marishan had one Messiah, and he missed it, how can I do it? He's telling Eshet Patifa. And Shadi Yosef had verstanden. It's a Chesam Mason over Misa. He's got to restore the Bechinus Chesam Mason. That's why he was Oicha to be the one. But not having Eshet Patifa, he became the symbol of Chesam Mason. The symbol of Chesam Mason was, by Yisim Ba'orim and Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu took him out. Moshe Rabbeinu took him out, and that was the dagger. That was the dagger of Chesam Eisim. That was the dagger of the Eitzachayim of Ochel Chai La'olim. And that's what was Malava. Yikach Moshe's Atzmos Yezim Imoy. That was the dagger of Chaim of Chesam Eisim. The Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, the living through. Lechem bebrocha, kshem tzadikim, ksiv nasati gishmeichem, ki yiskashus b'neim al yidei tzadikim. Al behepach, b'faket, nimtza eimi shiikashum. Ve'oz and then, ve'oz ha'shamayim. And this is nichlal all the brachas and all the oinshim. Even shak shomim tchisim is schar is chayim, and oinish is mobis. Everything else is redundant. Everything other comes from this, other comes from this. That's the bechina. Chavak shomim is bechina tchisim is. Yedua shoz hu ha'ikas chay ba'olam haba. Kmevu b'joshus chazal shehayika ha'olam haba l'zman tchisim is. Where the Kinekuda also in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place where there's no Gshama. Says when Yosef Tzadik, he was the one who was the Mashbir, Faket, he was the Mashbir. That's another Gadarg of Tchisimis. To bring Hashba in Mitzrayim after the Sheva Shnezarov, the seven is always the Adam Hazi. Because Mitzrayim is a tight place. They don't have rain. They were misgoy, they didn't have rain. They were shugoy, if you don't have rain, you're dead. You don't have tchisa mesim. You don't have tchisa mesim. And so the pshat is the Mitzrayim, they pretend that they never die. They mummify the bodies. They're shugoy, what do they say? Once they die, that's it, they don't have tchisa mesim. They don't have rain. God liyam akshon, tchisa mesim. And then they pretend that they don't die. They pretend that they have their own chiyas, they have it in charge of their own chiyas, and they fool themselves into thinking that they're still a bechin of chayim. Yosef HaTzadik, he brought chesed mesim. Yosef HaMashbi, he brought everything, the whole country, everything died, all the Yevula, everything died. Yosef HaTzadik was the Mashbiya. Yosef HaTzadik was the Mashbi. It's the Dargah, that's the greatest Ichud Shemaim Oretz. The worst Dargah of Oretz is Mitzrayim. And then when they came down, Yaakov came down, they brought Brocha. Yaakov and my mates, they brought Brocha to Mitzrayim. The Shvatim coming down, they said last night that Yaakov Inu's Ruma was Noel and Tipper Yishayna. Yaakov Inu's Achus Hashayna Abris. We know Yaakov and Yosef, Kol Mashir El Yaakov Inu Yosef. Same Madrega. Yosef had the koyach to bring Yaakov's Madrega down even lower. He was a Yodna Richter, says this morning, that Yosef was a Yodna Richter of Yaakov Inu. So Yaakov Inu is Tipper Yishayna was gave birth to Ruvain. Shat is, Yaakov Inu had an amnestic revere. So when they came down to Mitzrayim, and then the ground started producing again. That's an amnestic revere. But the Mitzrayim is forget, Zeramtim Susib, Zeramtim. And Yecheskel laughs, Tafkin is Nakuda. And the Pegama Bris, the whole pair can Yecheskel. But he laughs at this Nakuda of Mitzrayim, they were the Hepech of Shemir Zabris. Hebekah Shemir Zabris. And Yosef Tzadik came to Shemir Zabris. So therefore they were cut off. There was no Yevula, there was no amnestic revere. When Yaakov and the Shvatim came, that was the Kedushas Abris. The Kedushas Abris came down to Mitzrayim. It could awaken the Revi of Mitzrayim as well. It could make a Revi, it could mechabe Shmayim Ba'aretz in a mokim like Mitzrayim as well. That's the first b'schus that Yosef, he can go down. Once he prepared the Shetach, because then Yaakov, a Hechere Dago, a Kilo Abris, can't come so low. Yosef had to go down it. Tikkun, and then he came, and all the brothers came, and then it started, and he started switched on the whole Dago of Godly and Akshon, and they came down to Mitzrayim. What did that take out? It took all the neshamas, all the mitzvotes away from Mitzrayim. Everything was dead over there. They took it all out. This is Hayam. They revived them, and then all the neshamas came out, and that's when they went into the midbar. Where are the kinnikuma? Okay. The whole vod that they had. Pshat is that they bought the oil of the tikkun, and they bring the oil of the tikkun. Pshat is that they don't need. There's no more neshamas down there that needs the food that grows the grass and the cow and dust and the ants and needs everything to be tikkun. So where did their bread come from? Shemai, it was a direct revere. It was a direct zach. Everything that has to come through neshamas, through tikkunim and through birurim and toivin ra, all that till it gets to tikkun, till you put the grass, the food on the table, the wheat on the table, the bread on the table, and then it was direct. They didn't have everything. So where do they live? They live in the midbar. The midbar, nothing grows. They need that darga. They need that darga. Who cares? They were coming straight down. That was the darga of mon. The darga of mon is the darga where you can connect to a ruchni sticker. It's the ruchni sticker revere. Till now he's been speaking about the moshul. God yemak shomim, and it grows. It's a moshul. But they lived in the nimshal. The mon is the nimshal of what grows in the ground, which is the moshul. Mordikazach. That's the midbar. Nothing growing there. The earth lay zerua. Where daf zerua?
It's all a chanukah for Kabbalah Satayah, which is the same.
Oh, mamish the same nekuda, that's right. Loi nit atayra el alaych le'amon. It's all the same nekuda. That's a dafke in the midbar. It's not a messy way of tikkun anymore. It's a direct chibur shmai ma'aretz. Chibur shmai ma'aretz. You get then Shlachuma says in Shalach, water came from down here, and lechem comes from up there. Everything's upside down. It wasn't up there and down here. Shetach Echa. How's it misbarred? It's Shetach Echa. So the water comes from here. And the mamte lechem lechem. Mamte lechem lechem. Shat is that the mamte. It wasn't rain. It was mon. It was the revere. That's what it is. It was the revere that came straight down from Shemaim onto the table. That Rosh, you have to go and get it. And he says, you have to grind it and you have to dust it. That was the birur over there. You're Rosh. Rosh means somebody's poigam abris. You're a poigam abris. So you sent the shomas down into the oritz. You've got to grind and you've got to dust. You've got to go to the whole avoiza. Oh, he's a tzaddik. He's shem abris. He has a revere in the nimshal, not in the moshul. It happened to be in Salah. So the mon came down on his doorstep. Zeo Rachis Boro. Sulaim Ali Dea Tzadik Anikra Rachis. Boro Le Kimis Hashemayim Es Oretz. What's about Boro Le Kimis Hashemayim Es Oretz? Nase Bria Ba'achtus Bein Shemayim Ba'oretz. Shuhu HaMekashu. Why is it Tzadik called Rachis? It's like Yaakov. Rachis is Bechoyer. Rachis Oini. Tzadik is a Bechoyer who's Rachis. Because Rishis is a revere the Kedusha. Revere the Kedusha is the way the Rabban Shalom calls the revere. It's Shemayim Aretz, the Gesha, it's the Ruchnis, the Kerevere. So that tzaddik is the Darga of Rishis. That's why Rishis is Bechayra. The Kedusha's Bechayra comes from the Tipper Rishayna. Tipper Rishayna is Kula Kodesh Kadoshim. That's Kedusha, it's Kedusha's Bechayra. Where do we get Kedusha's Bechayra? See, it's Mitzrayim. Makas Bechayras. They were Pagan and Bris. So what was that Bechayra worth? Oh, Darga of a Bechayra. Because it's Tipper Rishayna. It's not Tipper Rishayna. What's the difference to any other? So they killed that Darga. They eventually killed their Bechayras. The Kaddish Liko Bechayra was Mamish said at the end of Parashas Boya. Mamish at the end of Parashas Boya. That's the Darga of Bechayra. Bechayra is Rishis. The world is starting with the new Rishis, with the new Tipper Rishayna. Tipper Rishayna, the Bekdusha. That's a tzaddik, that's why tzaddik is called Rishis. Tzaddik is the Bereish Baruch Kimis of Shemayim Besaris. He makes the emistic a zivug of Shemayim Oris, the Char Benukra. All the Mimchas of Shalom, the Kalkilim Asim, Yimrach Begashmis, Levan, Zeo Be'oretz, the famous Marinayim, says in Abba Torah as well. Oretz on its own, Shemachins Gashmis, Oz Toyi Bavoyu, Shemachzirim, the Toyi Bavoyu. Poygam Abris, they won't rain. They won't rain. It's Toyi Bavoyu. Sheinah Gashomim, Mashmir, Kibin Sha'im Mishi Kashu. Oz Bechoyshech Vatanei Sahar. Him Adinim Abba Meiruach Dalet. Meiruach Tzifoynus. The Dinim come in Meiruach Dalet. Sha'in Tzadik, Shiyogin Ba'ada. It's not closed off like you said before. Meiruach in Kemer Chavis of Neymar Bresh Rashi Kisakova Toli Ba'avir. Toli Mzass. Rashi says Kisakova Toli. What is that? Good thing or bad thing? You don't Chumish Rashi, Ma'abesej or whatever. What does Toli Ba'avir mean? What do we think of it? It's Murd. Tolei Ma'aveh means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for the Chosn is waiting for the Yichud Shtibul. The Kala is not there. kazach. Tali ba vik yoina merachevus al akein. Like a yoina that's merachevus, it's lemish ein lahem al ismach. Tovering. Ke ein tzadikim she yishu olav shchinose ve ein akisei shalom. Metzape mosai toshev lekina. Mori de kazach. The kisa kohen rachevus, Rashi says, that's in the pasuk of Aretz Yisitoyu Bavoyu. Aretz Yisitoyu Toyu ran away. Kitzipo in a dead is mikino, kein ish noidinim koimo, and that's the whole side of Kamzipo. The nest is the machine of giving the shechina, blessed to be. Kisakodmer, a chefes al aviz, Shemayim is coming down to Oretz, it's on its way, Shemayim is coming down to Oretz. Oretz doesn't give it a place to suck it. Until by Yerid Hashem, al Hasina, and then the Shemayim came down to Oretz. Here's Bezoyah, Kaddish Baruch. Then my email came here, and he had Torah, it's the Hilig of Torah. The Torah, Yukul is Gar, is Dabi Barish Hash, Shachnasa Ba'il, the Chain Omar Chazal, Lichas Oilam, the Altik, Lichas Al Aloch, Sulaim, Shalichas Shal Kaddish Baruch, Ba'ilam, who Ali De Halochas, Shoshoinim, Halochas, Hilchas, a Torah, but a day a Torah, Mashma, the Kusa Ba'ilam, building Zaktafka Halichas, because Halichas is Aloch, Halichas means you're stepping, or you have where to, you're not hovering. Walking is the opposite of hovering. Coming is going to be. Person's halacha is it's halichas ha'olam la. Halichas ha'olam means the fakir that's giving their rabbin shalom. The Torah causes, the Torah gives the rabbin shalom its nest. It's by Yerid Hashem al Hasina. Oh! At last, the rabbin shalom found something. That's how they did the Torah. It's the opposite of hovering. Halichas is the opposite of merachefas. In other words, if a person learns Torah and doesn't apply it to his day-to-day life, when it's in halacha, halacha also means avada, halacha lemaisa, also means a person on hogus, called the rechecha de'ehu. So a person learns Torah and it's all theoretical, it's all sechli, shavaita, it's still hovering. That's not a revia. A revia is only a chibor of shmaim ba'aretz. Shmaim ba'aretz means when it comes down into has tried when is it when the sati b'shmeichem be'itom in b'chukoisa iteleichem. So the balatani b'chukoisa is lashon chakika. Chakika means to engrave. When it's soaked in, then the sati b'shmeichem be'itom. But otherwise it's like a bechino and Hashem sends the rain and stops. Stops over here. Doesn't go down into the ground. What's the point of sending rain? It's going to stop before it gets to the ground. So it's the same thing. What's the point? The person learns Torah and it stays there and it doesn't become halich in his halich. So that's not by Yerid Hashem al Hasina. So it's got to be dafka halich esoilim loy in order to learn. Chayim Rama Chazal b'shvil haTorah b'reishis, which is Madarg of Tzadik, Bishvil HaTorah. What does Shvil mean? Another famous word from Moray Naim says many places. Shvil is a path, a road. So Bishvil HaTorah makes a road for Halichas Olam that you can walk on. Moray Di Kazach, it's the Oymik HaBrocha, Vrika Ha, it's Al Amoyim. We have where to walk on. It's not under... Shakot Shvokh Bar Olam, Hishra Chiyusay, the day Shvil HaTorah. Should Israel al dea derech ashvil shoyisim Israel shakodesh boch yashu shchinas ba'ilam zeh and that's why he or tzolema shenosan lano atoyra hanikra atoyra or sorry it's not this late. Tzad HaShaviz, the Rebbein Shalom is waiting to land. Comes the winter, he's waiting to make a revia. We've got to be a Gita Oretz, the one from the Mischata L'Shemayim. Stam also, Mardik, we have a Gigulim, it's a Malden, it's a Meach, it's a Chayim. It's a Seder, it's a whole Seder. It's a whole Seder. When the Shoma dies, it has to be brought back up. The mon is the nimshal, not the moshal. The mon is the nimshal. It's the cleanest way, it's the cleanest chibah. The cleanest chesam mosa. It also says the mon was nivla beverayim. There's no psoilus. There's no tikkunim, there's no birurim to make. No psoilus. It's completely nivla beverayim. That's the nimshal. It's a mystic nirvah. Didn't have to go through all the stages. So I was wondering, this is Maidik Mavua. The whole beginning, the whole the whole first chelik of Masechas Yuma, I used to keep him awake. He shouldn't go to sleep. Shemini year carry malayla, pasul avoida. It's deeper than the also the pshuta is eros. Zim pshuta is it becomes about carry. You don't have to do avoida. It's deeper than that. Kohen God has to be poil a shona gshum. He has to be poil midas ayisod. He has to be poil the emes tekechibo. Come to Balkari the night before, which is the hepach. Not chiz. There's no shana gshuna. That's not a shana tchiz and basin. Shana hepach tchiz. It's to be shoyme him. No, it's on Yens. It's to be shoyme him. Shivas yom and yifnezef. Only eating certain foods. And on this, on Yens. It's the whole vod. He should become, he should become, he should be a yom, he should be a shana gshuna. He should make that chibur, he should make that chibur. He should make that chibur, the bechinas tchiz and basin. Taka says that, you know, in Kippurim, there's no achila, there's no shtir. You make a tchis amesim, so then everything's alive. Everything's alive, so it doesn't need the whole dark of food, of eating, and the shamas. So they have tchis amesim. So, you know, and so it's, you know, the Tzadik says that all that got to Gemara is about the mon, all in the last perek of Yuma. In perek Yuma Kippurim, osar b'achila v'shtir. Same akuda. The mon was the nimshal, so he didn't need ground, he didn't need bread. You need grass, you need wheat that's ground, you don't need that. Mon is the nimshal. So Yom HaKippurim is the Yom HaTikuno. So the beginning of Yom HaKippurim is the heroes of Shimchas Shambia Balkari. He was poil on that day. It was the day of the Beis HaMikdash. The day of the Beis HaMikdash. And the whole Beis HaMikdash is Chibur Shemayim Ba'aretz. That is the Beis HaMikdash. The reveal of the Chara Nukva and Shemayim Ba'aretz. So how can somebody go into the holiest helix today of the Beis HaMikdash, which is Chibur Shemayim Ba'aretz, as a Balkari Chas V'Shalom? So they had another one. But the whole Musig is, it's a Musig. There mustn't be any zecher of misa. It's kula de tchis misa. That's the bir in the first mission. Shema Thomas Ishtoi, Shema Thomas Dus, Shema Thomas Yens. Him kein ena davasoif. What are you so nice? Pink so worried about everybody's gonna die. There it is. Tchis misa. You gotta prepare yourself for tchis misa. Can't prepare for tchis misa with misa. It can't be a Valkyrie. It can't be a Thomas Ishtoi. It can't be Dus. Days which are kula tchis amazim, is there's an oversensitivity for all these inyanim. So he says, "Hey, not davasoif." But you see, there's an oversensitivity. It's got to be a tipper shoyna. It's got to be a